reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven have been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And he's not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you are answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember when someone says, marriage is a three-ring circus. First, engagement ring. And then the second one is a wedding ring. But the third one is suffering. I think this story of the widow in today's gospel is the story of a suffering woman who, because of the social law, suffered from seven different marriages that left her no child. That may make her being considered as a person who was not favored by God under the eyes of her family members and also her friends. And that social law is written in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5 to 7, which says, "When brothers reside together, and one of them dies and has no son, the wife of the deceased shall not be married outside the family to a stranger. A husband's brother shall go into her, taking her in marriage, and performing the duty of a husband brother to her. And the firstborn whom she bears shall succeed to the name of the deceased brother, so that his name may not be blotted out of Israel." So based upon this law, the widow in the question of Sadducees could be a real character in the gospel. The problem in the question of the Sadducees is because they don't believe in the resurrection, angels or spirit, then they don't know what is going on in the afterlife. It's so irrelevant questions about marital relationship of people who are in heaven enjoying the love of our Heavenly Fathers. So Jesus answered these questions by saying, "The children this age married and are given to marriage, but though judged worthy of a place in the age to come, and of resurrection from the dead, do not. They become like the angels, and are no longer liable to death." In other words, in the resurrection, when we are transformed just like the angels of God, we receive the spiritual bodies that are incorruptible. In this physical world, God has instituted the sacrament of marriage and procreations to multiply and spread all over the earth. But once in heaven, there will be no more procreations. In heaven, where God will be all in all, man and woman will completely fulfill in the divine love. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus in today's gospel also reminds us that God is not the God of death, but of the living. We do not have to wait until we come up to the heaven to experience God's presence and His love. We can experience His presence and love right here on earth if we live a life not narrow-minded as the Sadducees, but open-minded as our loving Christ, to open ourselves to discover the presence in the life of one another. So may our Lord Jesus Christ always help us to recognize His presence and His love in the life of those people whom we met in our daily life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.